call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello, happy Saturday. This is Nurse T. You're listening to Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app. Today, I decided that I'm going to have another conversation about COVID-19, aka the coronavirus. Now, I believe that this topic is very important and relevant because of the vast number of patients that I am seeing exposed and infected by COVID-19. Some of you guys may know that I am an emergency room nurse. So having that particular job, I'm able to see a portion of the population that has been infected by this virus. Now, I want to let you guys know that this virus is infecting infants, toddlers, child age, teens, adolescents, young adults, senior citizens, women, men, girls, boys. It is infecting those who are vulnerable, the at-risk population, the senior citizens. It's infecting those with a weakened or compromised immune system. But I want to assure you that this vicious and virulent virus is also attacking healthy people. It is attacking bodybuilders. It is attacking teachers, nurses, doctors, mechanics, cashiers. This virus is relentless. Now, I want to say someone mentioned to me sometimes. And they are not protecting themselves at that. I want to let you know that you do not have to have congestive heart failure or asthma or be a cancer survivor to get this disease or even for this disease to take this virus to take your life. Let me say that again. You can be as healthy as a ox. And this virus will tear you down, destroy your life, and then take it. I'm telling you this and sharing this important information with you guys because of the vast number of patients I am seeing in the emergency rooms. Someone is not taking this very serious. Someone believes that they are above this virus. Someone is not caring about their life or your life as they're out in the public without a mask. So today, on this beautiful Saturday, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you with all the strength, the might, the power in me to protect yourself. Now, some of you guys may know that I am here in what is known as God's beautiful garden, which is Phoenix, Arizona. Can you believe that there were people soliciting a petition to not wear a mask. And when I saw this petition, there was over 2,000 signatures believing that their right or their amendment or their civil rights are being violated because they are being mandated to wear a mask. Now, let me tell you, first off, I believe in our civil rights, although I'm not a history teacher. And so my knowledge about history is limited, but I can assure you that I do not believe on infringing upon anyone's right. But I have a right to be healthy. I have a right to not become infected because I want to shop at the market, because I want to buy a pair of tennis shoes, because I want to go to the ice cream parlor. I have a right to be safe. I have a right to take ownership of my health, and I should not be exposed or my health threatened because someone doesn't value their life, because someone does not want to wear a mask. So I'm going to encourage you guys, wear a mask. If you love yourself, if you love your loved ones, if you do not want to be on a ventilator, if you do not want to be in a pine box, I am going to encourage you to do what is mandated in order for you to protect yourself. Now, wearing a mask, yes, it's true. It does not offer 100% defense against COVID. that no one can say who's healthy enough to sustain this virus, who has the sustainability to fight this virus and endure the journey that COVID-19 will take you down. Because I'm telling you, there are healthy people being intubated and on a ventilator. It's not just those who were sick. Yeah, those people are at higher risk of complications, but they are not at higher risk of becoming infected. Well, let me clarify that. Some people do have a higher risk of becoming infected, but they have the same accessibility to the virus that we have. And right now, I've been on the front line since day one of COVID-19 entrance into the United States. Since this pandemic started, I have been on the front line. And you know what? I have not become infected. I have not been infected by COVID-19. You know why? Because I have been protecting myself. Now, if I am dealing with a patient who has this load of this viral load, this heavy, their body is saturated with the coronavirus, with COVID-19, with these microorganisms, with the virus, and I have not yet become infected. First, let me thank my higher power for keeping me safe and making a way for me to protect myself through the equipment that is available, which is a mask, which is goggles. And this equipment is available to you. So I want to encourage you guys to use it, buy it, use it, carry it with you. It's your lifeline. It's your family's lifeline. Okay, well, this is Nurse T here on Everyday Health at Bashani Radio App. And I hope this message has been effective and has enlightened you and has encouraged you to take ownership of your health.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio App. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.